So the next step after you've got your expired domain is to set up your hosting. Now, setting up hosting for a PBN, it can feel like a big, overwhelming mess of stuff, especially if you're not really that used to setting up hosting. But the good news is you'll quickly get very good at setting up hosting. It is actually very easy for WordPress, and you know, you'll be able to do it in no time at all. The hardest question is really working out where to host your sites, because there's pros and cons of how you go about it. And like lots of things with building a PBN, it's sort of about also about what element of risk you are comfortable with, okay, versus how much money and time you have. Now, the first thing to take into account is that you just can't put all your PBN sites on one host, okay? If you do that, that's a massive footprint, because what we're also trying to do is not have a footprint. We don't want Google to work out that you have all these related PBNs so that, you know, all these links to your niche site are actually from the same person, okay? That will get you in trouble. Now, if you put all your sites on the same host, then Google can tell this and, you know, it'll be easy for you to get in trouble. So they do need to be on different hosts. More importantly, they need what's called a different C block IP. Now, don't worry too much about what that means, but it does sort of mean that generally just going different hosts altogether is a good idea. Now, some hosts will be able to give you different C block IPs. So Host 9 is one that I've used for that. They give you different IPs every time, just about. And another one where I get that is a HostGator reseller account. So it's super handy if you use one of those options, because then you can put more of your PBNs on the one host. So it makes it more economical, and it also makes it a lot easier to manage when they're together rather than having all these bits and pieces and lots of accounts. But I mean, there is still a footprint. You're probably going to be using the same name servers, for example. So that you wouldn't want to put them all on there. It's just if they'll give you different IPs, you can put more. But generally, each PBN site is going to need a new host. But yeah, with my first PBN, I did have like half of them on Host 9, and it seemed to be fine. So you seem to be able to get away with a little bit, but the safest way will be different hosts for everyone, and definitely different IPs. Now, you might be wondering if you can use hosting you already have, and my answer would generally be a no. Okay, you don't really want your PBN sites related to your main sites. Now, you can do this a bit, and I certainly do now that I have quite a few niche sites. I sort of have each new niche site on a new host, and I buy hosting accounts now that allow multiple websites hosting in my account, and then I'll add like a PBN site to that host that links to a different niche site, if that makes sense. So I'll draw a little bit of a diagram about this, but if you don't have tons of sites, this is not going to help that much, so ignore me. When you're just starting out and you're building a couple of niche sites that are just going to need different hosts, but say you have a blog already, you could maybe put one PBN site on the same hosting as that blog, quite safely to link to the niche site. Just don't put a PBN on the same hosting as your niche site. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. Now, something you can do so that you can reuse a little bit of hosting, though, there is one little trick, is to use Cloudflare. Now, if you use Cloudflare, it will effectively mask where it's coming from, and so Google won't be able to tell. So it'll just be from Cloudflare. Now, lots of sites are on Cloudflare, so you can do this a little bit, but I wouldn't do more than the recommendation is 10 to 15% of your PBN using Cloudflare. So if you're building a small PBN, it's probably just one or two sites you could get away with. Now, what this means is, say that you do already have a blog on hosting and you're allowed to put multiple websites on that host, you could put two PBN sites on the same one as your blog, and you could use Cloudflare for one of them, so it'll mask the IP and Google wouldn't know that it's from the same spot. So that's one way you could reuse a little bit of hosting you have, but otherwise you do need to look at different hosts or look at the HostGator reseller would be my main recommendation. Now, Bluehost, I know it has some issues. I've heard people complain, and I complain a bit too about them. But Bluehost and HostGator are good ones because so many sites on the website on the web are with those hosts. You can get away with having a couple of more sites on them. If you use some of these more obscure hosts that I'm going to recommend, you know, it will also look dodgy if you have like five sites on them, right? Because that's not normal to have half your links coming from these little places. Now, when you're picking your hosting as well, you know, you're going to have this big weigh up against cheap hosts versus more expensive hosts. Now, with my first PBN, I did start with half of it on Host 9 and half on cheap hosts. Now, I can say that that was a nightmare in a way, those cheap hosts. There was constantly issues. Sometimes they would just get a new server and not even bother moving the sites over, and my PBN sites were gone. And you know, I don't check them every day, so it would take a little while for me to realize. They got viruses. There's just ongoing problems. The other big problem is they're much more likely to get de-indexed, like the PBN site itself, because if you do a reverse IP lookup, which you can Google that if you want, if your site's on a cheap host, you should see the other site names that come up that are on the same IP address as yours. So that's when you buy shared hosting, you know, there's a whole lot of websites on the one IP address. You know, so Google sees those and it just looks dodgy. You know, when they've got a whole lot of spammy websites on the one IP, they can just like take them all out of their search engines. So you do run that risk more too. So ideally you want the more expensive hosting, but that is just more money. So I completely get that if you're just starting out with this, you might not have the budget. So, you know, you should be fine. I'm not going to say you are, like, if you can avoid it, avoid it. But you should be fine using cheap hosts for a while. And then when your PBN, when your niche sites start making money, you know, revisit this issue and think about putting them on those main hosts. Because the good thing about that is that then you're sort of hiding in plain sight, okay? Because most websites, you know, when you get a blog, do you hear people in those blogging groups, if you're a blogger, when they ask for hosting, no one's saying these little ones I'm going to tell you about, okay? They're saying things like Bluehost, like HostGator, like SiteGround. So you're kind of hiding in plain sight. When you put your site on those servers, your PBN sites, you know, they're with all those other legitimate websites. It makes them look more legitimate. So ideally, you know, if you pay more money, you're going to be like looking more legitimate. So you're going to be less likely to be de-indexed and you're going to have less issues. Because, you know, we want this to earn passive income. We don't want to be fixing server issues all the time. So that's basically, that's sort of an introduction to how you go about hosting with PBNs. You really just set them up like you would any other website. You just have to be conscious about which host you're putting them on. You know, you definitely want a nice big spreadsheet where you list all of these sites, you know, where you've registered the domain, where you've got your hosting, you know, your login details for each one. Because if you don't keep track, it's just going to be a nightmare.